Our next item is conditional use number 1713 Keith Smith. This item has an A and B parts. Part A is time extension, which we have to consider before we can consider part B. So, Mr. Smith, what's your pleasure?
Well, I'd like to go down memory lane a little bit if I could, and I don't know which, just to bring Mr. Ross up to speed and have Mr. Abbott correct me, but my thoughts are, gentlemen, that we're on the commission. I believe these buildings may have been there for what could maybe now be perhaps into their fifth year. Would that be correct?
It was a conditional use that got before the commission and council because of a zoning violation. So the buildings were built. One of the conditions of approval was that there would be vegetated landscaping along all adjacent property lines and screen a dumpster.
Yeah, one of the reasons why we put in the condition about the landscaping, it was the commission's feeling at that time that we wanted to buffer the buildings that were built and operating and went through the 18-month period to get before us and then probably a two-month lag to come before council, that the neighbors had probably 3 years' experience with these buildings with no landscaping, so we put that in, and now it seems as though here 2 years later, there's still no landscaping around those buildings. One of the fears that I have is if the business doesn't, the conditional use is abandoned, are we going to be stuck with the steel buildings with no landscaping? I don't know if those issues are something that I own just myself or any of the other commissioners, or if there's anything that we could do. My preference on this might be to defer it at this time for further consideration. My thoughts being that if the applicant hasn't been rushed to do some of the things that the commission did ask 2 years ago and has operated, that maybe we should defer it for another month and consider and see what we could do. But that's my thoughts.
Okay. Anyone else want to weigh in on the subject? I don't have a particular objection to it, Mr. Smith. If that's what you want to do, it's certainly you're most familiar with the case, the property, and if that's where you are, it's all right with me.
I guess on this one, the distinction being, Mr. Smith, that it's not a raw piece of land where somebody has to come in, and get their preliminary and then get their final, which would be requiring the landscape plan and then build it. In this case, we don't have a raw piece of land. There's the buildings that were built without permission. They were violated. Then they came in for the conditional use. That's impacted the neighborhood. Is that a fair statement of what your concern is?
That's a fair statement, and thinking along in the timeline, and here we're looking at it 2 years later. Yeah. The buildings have been there for approaching 5 years now, and not regarding one of the commission's requested conditions, which was affirmed by council, was to establish landscaping. So I would like to defer, and maybe the applicant will proceed.
Was there opposition at the hearing? Is that towards the landscaping? Was that a request from?
No, the residential properties that backed up over here, like Shoemaker and Triumfo. I don't recall.
I can't recall either.
I can't recall.
Did they present a landscaping plan? Did they have one?
No.
No.
But if I recall, there was discussion about that during the
hearing. I remember the discussion. I just don't remember if it was us or them.
Maybe that's another reason to defer it, just to go back and look at the minutes from that and see what opposition there might have been.
I would agree with that. I think we can defer the whole matter, if you like, Mr. Smith, both parts A and B.
All right. Well, then, gentlemen, regarding the request of applicant Keith Smith, conditional use number 1713, request for a time extension. My motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1713 Keith Smith. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.